here we are, the first Friday of the month, and not just any month. We call on Guns N' Roses to get this party started. And it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain. It is hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain, but it is not hard to hold an arts event in a month that drives people indoors, away from the rain and the cold and darkness. So let's hear about yours in our first Friday arts segment. It's your party, and the more events, the merrier. Everything from gallery shows to Christmas parades will happen in the next few weeks. Grab a phone and tell the state of Jefferson about the one you care about. 800-838-3760. 800-838-3760. If you get a busy signal, try again. We'll keep the calls coming until they run out here in our first Friday arts segment. Let's go first to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. We are very excited about what's going on next at the Oregon Cabaret. We are closing Bat Boy this weekend. So the last chance to see it is Friday, which is tonight, and Saturday and Sunday matinee. We do have some tickets left. It got huge reviews, and we just finished closing Rocky Horror, which we added a show because we sold out every single performance. We're thinking about maybe doing it again next year.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we open November 17th, we open our holiday show, which is called The Pine Mountain Lodge. And it's a new musical written by our managing director, Rick Robinson, but it's all the music of Irving Berlin. So the story is new, but the music is very lovely, and everyone knows it. And it's a beautiful story about an old vaudeville theater in the Catskills. So, again, that's November 17th and runs all the way through December 31st.
So when you say the music of Irving Berlin, I mean, can we expect maybe White Christmas in there?
Actually, we're not using that one. So even though it's our holiday show, there's not any Christmas songs involved in the show.
Ah, okay.
But it takes place at holiday time, so of course it's wrapped up in the holidays. But a lot of favorites of Irving Berlin's are in the show, about 17 songs.
Okay. So November 17th is the opening date for Pine Mountain Lodge, and then when does that run till?
It runs all the way through December 31st.
Okay, all kinds of fun.
And we're kind of already selling out for tickets in December, so get your tickets soon.
Okay, good idea. And you say there are tickets available still for Bat Boy, the final run this weekend?
There are. There are some left for tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday matinee.
Okay, that is the story from the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Always good to hear from you, Valerie Rochelle. Thanks for calling in. You can join First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, to tell us about your arts event in your town. And remember, it's everything in the month of November, which ranges from events like the closing of shows like Bat Boy this weekend to Christmas parades in the latter part of the month, because we are just that close to Thanksgiving and the heart of the holiday season. 800-838-3760. To join First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's go to Dante at the Schneider Museum in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. What's going on at the Schneider?
So I just wanted to call in about our First Friday events tonight at the Schneider. Mm-hmm. We're really excited to host Ginger Johnson, a local writer, who will be signing her new book, How to Market Beer to Women, Don't Sell Me a Pink Hammer, tonight from 6 to 8. And we'll be open until 8 o'clock. Which is a great opportunity to see our new exhibition, Art on Paper, 10 Women Artists, featuring works by people like Louise Bourgeois, Kiki Smith, and Sarah Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to say the CVA galleries are going to be open as well for opening receptions of their exhibitions, and they'll have refreshments, and the artists are all going to be present.
So the CVA galleries, is that student art?
Yeah, it's student art. It's in the adjacent art building and Mary and Ady building on campus.
Okay. And we actually have Ginger Johnson in the next segment right after First Friday, so people get
great.
A fair idea about that. So she'll have an event tonight at the Schneider then.
Yeah, from 6 to 8 o'clock.
All right. Tell us again about Art on Paper and what some of the work is like.
So it's works by 10 really influential female printmakers. We've got the works of Louise Bourgeois, Louise Nevelson, Anne Hamilton, Kiki Smith. It's really interesting work. There's a lot of abstraction, but also a lot of representational work that's really interesting, and it was very groundbreaking at the time.
Okay, that's Art on Paper. And how long does that show last at the Schneider?
It'll be up until January 7th.
Okay, so Art on Paper, and then Ginger Johnson with her book about beer tonight, which again will be in the next segment of the Exchange as well. And it is fun to go look at the student artwork in the CVA galleries as well as you go through First Friday at the Schneider Museum. Dante, thanks for calling into First Friday.
Thank you.
Good to have you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, taking your arts calls from around the region. Let's talk about your arts events coming up. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation, to tell us about things coming up in your town. Here is Dina at Cafe 116, I presume in Ashland. Is that where you are, Dina?
Yes, that's where we are, Jeff. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Great. Thank you. Hey, we're excited to have a new art on display at the cafe. Together with Creatively Speaking, we're welcoming local artist Cheryl Johnson. Her collection titled Captured Moments in Watercolor is really beautiful. Each painting seeks to capture a moment in time, whether it's that sultry smile, a crisp wind, ruffling ocean waves, a quiet koi pond, or a sun-dappled street. So we're inviting people to come meet Cheryl this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Cafe 116. We're located at 116 Lithia Way here in Ashland. So come enjoy some breakfast, lunch, have a mimosa, a cup of coffee, listen to some live music by Coyote on acoustic guitar, and just be drawn in by Cheryl's watercolors. Her work's going to be on display and for purchase through the end of the year. I'd like to add that all the commissions that we receive by Cafe 116 are going to be donated back to Ashland High Arts Advocates. They support the local arts programs here in Ashland schools.
And so, how often do you change the work on the walls in Cafe 116?
Once or twice, about every 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Cheryl
will be on the through the end of the year. Cheryl's work will be on display, and then come mid-January, we'll bring in another artist.
Okay, sounds like good stuff. Thanks for calling from Cafe 116, Dina in Ashland. Good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts. First Friday Arts phone lines are open, wide open, in fact. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about arts events coming to your community. 800-838-3760 gets you into a position to get onto the air to talk about what's happening in your town. Let us go to Kim at the Gallery Association. Can't tell where. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Ashland,
thanks for joining this morning.
Good to have you here. What's going on?
Well, I just want to remind everybody that it's the First Friday Art Walk tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. We've got some great exhibits going on. It's going to be a nice evening to be out and about. We have a couple of spotlight exhibits I'd like to tell you about.
Sure.
Studio AB, which is down in the Railroad District, 621 A Street. Bruce Baird is going to be showing his two series of digital image collages. One is called the Disintegration Series and the other, Broken Trains. So that will be really interesting. So hopefully people can make it down there. The Schneider Museum of Art has a wonderful show going on right now. It's called Art on Paper.
We just heard from them. And okay, we can skip that part.
You just heard from them. Okay, well, I'll skip on down to Gallery Caron.
Mm-hmm.
She has her annual gift show. She's down on the corner of A Street and 4th Street. And she has quite a few exotic, they've just been on a trip around the world buying exotic artifacts and gifts. So that would be a fun one for people. And then the last one I want to tell you about is Art and Soul Gallery. Serendipity is the name of the watercolor show by Kay Meyer. And mm-hmm. So that would be a great one to drop by as well.
Has anybody ever taken an actual count of the number of different works of art that can be seen at a First Friday Art Walk? The idea just popped into my head. So
the number, that would be quite a few. No, but that would be an interesting thing for someone to do one evening. We would love to hear.
Somebody with those little hand counters, yeah.
Yeah, we have so many participating galleries, and not only galleries now, we have associate business members like Liquid Assets and different businesses that show artwork as well, and some of the working studios are also open. So if anyone wants to hear about more, just go to our website, ashlandgalleries.com. You can download the First Friday monthly art walk map right off the website or pick one up at any of the galleries as well.
ashlandgalleries.com. Okay.
That's it.
Great. Thanks, Kim. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Thanks, Jeffrey. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Tell us about arts events coming to your town. 800-838-3760. Here is Dan at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to the Exchange.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're actually really excited. We've got kind of an interesting month here. We're starting with the end of I Ought to Be in Pictures, which mm-hmm. is just concluding this weekend. But the big opening is next weekend for a spotlight performance, which is kind of a Camelot exclusive. A little bit of music, a lot about the history of a tribute to Kenny Rogers.
That's fun. So Kenny Rogers throughout his history from the first edition onward?
It actually goes for 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And then the very tail end of this month, we have the beginning of South Pacific, our Christmas celebration performance. That's like the last day of the month. So right now we're really focusing next week on the spotlight on Kenny Rogers. It should be a really strong show.
Who gets to play Kenny Rogers?
Dave Bernard.
Okay. And I noticed that Priscilla Quimby is directing it and is in it as well. So does she have to do the Kim Carnes parts and all the other duets?
Yeah, and the Dolly Parton. And she's doing 18, it's about 24 songs in this performance. And Priscilla's going to be singing 18 along with Dave and doing backup on some songs. So she's got a pretty good portion of the show as well.
Wow, that sounds fun. So Kenny Rogers goes for how many weekends?
2 weekends. It opens the 10th of November, next Thursday, mm-hmm. and then it runs that weekend. There's Thursday, Friday, Saturday performance in the evening at 8 p.m., and then the Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And then the following weekend, it closes on the 20th of November.
And then South Pacific opens when?
It's the 29th or the 30th. It's the very end of the month.
Okay. So a lot going on at Camelot Theater, as always, spotlighting Kenny Rogers on center stage. And there are tickets left for I Ought to Be in Pictures this weekend?
There are. It's the last weekend for that. That's the Neil Simon comedy, which we've enjoyed seeing. So it's a very unusual show. It's not one of the stronger shows, but it's a very likable, fun show. So we really enjoyed doing that, closing after Sunday's matinee.
All right. Good to hear from you, Dan. Thanks for sharing what's going on at the Camelot Theater and Talent.
All right. Thank you.
You take Bye-bye. It easy. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 to share news of arts events in your town. Here is Donnie at Heart and Hope Music in Ashland and Medford. Hi, Donnie.
Hello, Jeff. This is Donnie Rose. Yeah.
Hey, good to have you here.
Heart and Hope Music, and I'm pleased to be able to say that we're having our 10th anniversary Thanksgiving benefit concert at Grizzly Peak Winery Event Center, November 5th, 3 to 5 in the afternoon. And what it does, it supports our life-enriching, healing, interactive musical program that we have for elders and those with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing it for 10 years now. We're a charity, 501c3. And we're going to have Blue Lightning Dance Band is our main attraction. We have, of course, wine tasting, artisan desserts, lots of raffle prizes, especially one, an overnight stay at the Green Springs Inn. And so come and enjoy our what we have to offer. Basically, we're just trying to get the word out about what we do, working with elders and those with special needs.
So, Donnie, let's pursue that a little bit. What kinds of work do you do with people who are older and have special needs?
Okay, I consider myself a music therapist. In other words, I go to adult foster care homes and nursing homes and assisted living places, and we sing for about an hour per the elders or whomever we're singing for, and we tell a couple jokes, pass out some shakers, and get people involved. It's kind of the interactive type program, and we just have a lot of fun. And music, I think it almost goes without saying, is healing. So it's a healing program is what it is, and people, if they feel better, I call that healing. And I'd say we're better than 90% successful.
So with the shakers getting passed out, you have a lot of percussion, it sounds like, at some of these sessions.
Yeah, a lot of people of this group have trouble, you know, some sort of physical disability or whatever. So usually a shaker or a little bells or something of that nature. And a lot of times, perhaps, they don't talk too well, but they play along with us.
Sounds like fun.
I have a little story for you.
Go ahead.
There's a gal that I played for who had a stroke, and before I ever went to see her, her brother hired me to come do some music therapy with her, and all she could do was echolalia. It's repeating the same words over and over because mm-hmm. she couldn't talk. So I went in there. I sort of asked, okay, what should I play for her? And I got, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. And it happened to be an overcast day. I went into the room. I met her and met her brother and started singing, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. And she sang along with me all the verses and the chorus in pitch and in proper rhythm. And her brother just was bawling in the corner there.
Wow.
So that's the kind of thing that we do.
All right. So the benefit concert again is when?
It's November 5th, mm-hmm. Saturday, 3 to 5. The ticket donation is $20 for most folks, mm-hmm. and then 15 for elder, students, and disabled.
And that's at Grizzly?
And there's going to be Grizzly Peak Winery.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow, Saturday, 3 to 5, Grizzly Peak Winery. Donnie Rose, good to talk to you again.
Thank you, and good to talk to you too, Jeff. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We are taking calls about arts events coming to your community. So tell us about arts events you may not have heard discussed so far here on the air. 800-838-3760. And here is Lori in Ashland with Brava Opera Theater. Thanks for joining us on the Exchange.
Hi, it's Lori Hall, General Director of Brava Opera Theater and James M. Collier Young Artist Program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Great, great.
I understand you have some exciting events coming up this weekend.
We do. We have world-renowned soprano Deborah Voigt is coming in town tomorrow for two private master classes. And then in the evening, we have a public master class at SOU Recital Hall, 7:30 p.m. There's still tickets. Tickets are $20 for adults and $5 for students. Students, actually, at this point, we're allowing students to get in free because we have a grant that covers student tickets so that we can teach students about educating opera singers.
Mm-hmm.
And Deborah Voigt will be working with 10 singers from across the West Coast, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, and the Rogue Valley. And it's going to be a wonderful event, and we're bringing her to your studio tomorrow morning for you to do an interview between the operas.
I just heard about that yesterday afternoon. Eric Thiel is going to have a brief interview with Deborah Voigt, actually between parts of the opera that airs on our Classics and News service.
That's right. They contacted us yesterday and asked if it might be possible, and we're able to get a hold of her agent, and so we're going to bring her over. So it's very exciting. We're incredibly blessed to have her here.
So, Lori, what happens in a master class for those of us who've never been to one? It sounds alternately exhilarating and frightening.
Well, what happens is the singers prepare two arias from operas, and they come in completely memorized, having known it for probably months and months, if not years. And they sing their aria once through, and then Deborah Voigt works with them on their voice technique, on their acting, on just different things, trying to help them sing it better, get more in their body, that kind of thing. So usually it's about 20 minutes with each aria, and so that's what we'll be doing during the day tomorrow, and those events are closed. But then tomorrow night, she'll select one aria for them to sing, and she'll work with them again in the recital hall so people can see the process that the singers are going through. But they'll also be able to hear beautiful opera arias from, we have a really wide range of music, so it's going to be wonderful.
And so the performances for the public when?
Tomorrow night, mm-hmm. SOU Recital Hall, 7:30 p.m.
All right. So will Deborah Voigt be singing herself?
I would say no. That would be in a whole different category.
Uh-huh.
When she comes in to do master classes, she doesn't, but she may demonstrate. I have absolutely no idea, but she's going to be leading the master class and speaking and talking about the process of educating the opera singer, and the 10 singers will be singing.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. So that's tomorrow night at 7:30 at the SOU Recital Hall with Deborah Voigt.
Yes, at bravaopera.com. You can get tickets. Just go onto the website and click the ticket button that's right there, or you can call 541-261-5776.
Okay. Lori Hall, thanks for joining us from Brava Opera Theater. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Just a couple minutes left to get in your arts event for the coming weeks. Remember, it's everything from opera master classes to Christmas parades. It's a very diverse month, the month of November. 800-838-3760 to get into the First Friday Arts segment. Let us go to David in Klamath Falls. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi. Thanks for having me. So tonight there's going to be the Wild and Scenic Film Festival in Klamath Falls. I know you guys are having it over at SOU in about a week, but we're having it here in Klamath Falls. And that's tonight. Doors open at 6 p.m., and we're at the Fable Museum.
At the Fable Museum, okay. The Wild and Scenic Film Festival, I'm intrigued already. What sorts of films do you have?
Yeah, so we're having 10 films. There'll be two blocks of films plus an intermission. We selected films that are generally relatable to Southern Oregon, Northern California, but also some good fun films. There's definitely a bunch of films about activism, but also a bunch of films that are just kind of fun and beautiful to watch.
Okay, and this is at the Fable Museum. What time?
6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
And you can get tickets. You can get tickets in advance at Rodeo's Pizza on Main Street, or you can get tickets at the door. Tickets in advance are $8. Tickets at the door are $10. Kids are free. There's going to be some beer from Climate Basin Brewing Company, and a bunch of good raffle prizes, including a fully guided fly fishing trip on like the Wood River or the Williamson.
Okay.
Beaches.
6 o'clock tonight at the Fable Museum in Klamath Falls, the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. David, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Last call on this first Friday appears to go to Ray at Wildgrass Productions in Ashland. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jeff.
What's going on?
Two things. Rainey and the Rattlesnakes are playing tonight for First Friday down at Claycombs Mall in downtown Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
From 3 to 5, we'll be in there playing bluegrass and traditional fiddle tunes and original tunes.
All right, that's the mustard-colored building across the plaza in Ashland, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's three. We had Rainey and the Rattlesnakes on a couple months ago. Good to hear from you guys again.
Yeah, and the other event I've got going is tomorrow night. John Reichman is going to be in town with some really fine acoustic players from the Northwest area, including Eli West on guitar. And that concert is going to be at the new Hilltop Music Store. They've just moved over to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
In the shops at Exit 24. And they've got a nice venue in their new store. So at 8 o'clock, John Reichman will be in concert at the Hilltop Music Store in Phoenix.
And that's at the shops at Exit 24, right by the exit there to I-5.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so Rainey and the Rattlesnakes today, 3 to 5, and then John Reichman tomorrow night at 8 at Hilltop Music. And Rainey and the Rattlesnakes will be at the Claycomb Mall in downtown Ashland. Thanks so much for calling, Ray. Good to hear from you.
Yep, thanks.
All right, and thanks to everybody else who called this First Friday Arts segment. Always good to hear about what's going on in arts events around the region.